Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've got a guest I've got to talk to before we come back live in the next segment, or to see if we're going to come back live in the next segment. We are live right now. It's 2 o'clock and 35 seconds. 2 o'clock Central, and then we'll come back after part of this report with David Knight from the Nightly News, and then we'll come back in the next segment. Or if not, we'll be back on the Nightly News. We got news developing here in the newsroom, so stay with us. We'll be right back after this report.
In spite of 16 years of data that now contradict the global warming narrative, Obama and the UN are going to pretend that their predictive model hasn't failed. It's simply a pause in the global warming trend. They need to pretend that there is some kind of a correlation between CO2 and global warming so that they can force humans to pay a global regime for the use of any energy. And it isn't just carbon taxes and global regulation that they're pushing. They're also trying to shut down most power plants and prevent new ones from being built. Obama loves the nuclear industry as much as he hates the coal industry. In the first part of this report, we're going to look at the issues of nuclear safety and nuclear waste disposal. In the wake of Typhoon Manyi, the Fukushima nuclear power plant dumped 1,130 tons of contaminated water into the ocean. Now, the reported levels were below what the Japanese government considers to be safe. But we learned just in the last couple of weeks that previously reported radiation levels were actually 18 times higher than reported, and that 300 tons of radioactive water leak into the ocean every day. And dangerously high levels of radiation have been discovered in groundwater. The highly radioactive groundwater contamination is due to leaking storage vessels that are holding the water that was used in the original disaster. Maintaining the ice wall will use enough energy to power thousands of homes, even if it works. Spent reactor fuel, containing roughly 85 times more long-lived radioactivity than was released at Chernobyl, still sits in pools that are vulnerable to earthquakes. Several of these pools are 100 feet above ground. These pools could possibly topple or collapse from structural damage coupled with another powerful earthquake, and the loss of water exposing the spent fuel could cause fire that could deposit large amounts of radioactive material over hundreds, if not thousands, of miles. But what about nuclear plants within the United States? Dr. Yaxo, a Nuclear Regulatory Commission member for 7 years and former NRC chairman, said in April of 2013, that all 104 nuclear reactors have safety problems that can't be fixed and should be shut down. Noting the potential to have more failures like Fukushima, he said, continuing to put Band-Aid on Band-Aid is not going to fix the problem. Of course, there are many ways that nuclear plants can fail, but in this particular mode, there are 23 reactors in the U.S. that use the same technology as Fukushima, 12 in seismically active areas. Manufacturers like GE Hitachi will tell you there's nothing to worry about, but evidently they're worried enough about it that they got releases from governments like Japan and Canada, releasing them for liability that will be borne by the taxpayers, like this $500 million ice wall. Public concern has focused on catastrophic reactor events like Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, but as we saw in Fukushima, pools of spent fuel represent a great danger as well. Spent nuclear fuel is extraordinarily radioactive and must be handled with great care. An unprotected person just a foot away from a recently removed fuel assembly could receive a lethal dosage in just a matter of seconds. As one of the most dangerous materials on the planet, spent reactor fuel requires permanent geological isolation to protect humans for thousands of years. And, of course, politics and money are driving decisions more than safety. Plans to move spent fuel to remote, sparsely populated areas like Yucca Mountain have been overruled by powerful politicians like Harry Reid. As a result, the largest storage pools in the country are located in a heavily populated area at a reactor complex, Sharon Harris, just outside Raleigh, North Carolina, transported from other reactors by rail through high population centers on the East Coast. Scientists at MIT and Princeton warned that spent fuel recently discharged from a reactor could heat up relatively rapidly and catch fire. The fire could spread to older fuel, and the long-term contamination consequences of such an event could be significantly
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Some of the breaking news up on InfoWars.com right now. Video. Feds hire armed private goons to guard Independence Hall. They don't want you on the grass, slaves. It's closed. Cruz offers to debate Obama's rabid political operatives on live TV. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest for joking about security. I mean, that is really scary, saying, well, arrest if we don't agree with you. Blame Mike Ditka for the government shutdown, a Kurt Nemo story. Who really runs things in America? Very important John Rappaport article. Battle of the Barricades, vet prepares to go to jail. Vets from all over the country are arriving in D.C. to go on the monuments this weekend by the millions, they're saying. There's already a million-man vet march already scheduled. 12 facts that the epic Obamacare launch train wreck that every American should know. Obamacare computer code riddled with typos. When retransmission comes up in about 20 minutes, we're still live right now. We got Ron Paul coming up, then Jesse Ventura. Really the big news I'm going to be covering on the nightly news tonight, because I'll know a lot more then, is that our high-level source said that there weren't supposed to be nuclear weapons a month ago, back on September 3rd, at Dyess. They pulled them out of secret mothballs, loaded them on trucks that weren't the normal trucks that move nukes around. There, of course, is the big private nuke base, the big nuke plant, the biggest in the U.S., is right outside of there. That's in all our articles. And then that night, Lindsey Graham comes out and says the East Coast, including South Carolina, is going to be nuked. Well, the nukes were reportedly going to Georgia and then on to South Carolina. And then we learned 2 weeks ago that that night they were relieved of command. This is hours after we broke it. That night, we have the head in the Navy of the nuclear system. Second command of country's nuclear arsenal was suspended. And now in the mainstream Daily Mail, Associated Press, you name it, they get into why they say he was suspended. And now we have another general, even more high level, over all the nuclear weapons in the United States being relieved of command. Air Force general in charge of nukes has been fired. And the Obama administration doesn't even want this known, AP says. There's that article. And now he's been replaced by Major General Jack Weinstein. Okay, and then you've got the same individual that's removing all of them. Now, I don't know if this is connected to all that, but it looks like it is. This would normally be huge news if one general over nukes got removed, the number two guy. Now the number one guy, and then one person has been put over all of them. Major General Jack Weinstein. This individual looks pretty young to me. So there's a major shakeup going on. We know that's been going on in the brass. Now, the reason I've got this next gentleman on is because he came off to me, and I said this privately when he was on with us last year and then earlier this year. I said, that guy's probably is like a CIA operative or something, just the way he acts, the whole nine yards. The cover of being in China, running a big language school, and then getting girls they were going to kill, abort in the womb out of the country. Sounds like a white side type guy. I even said that to the crew. You guys remember me saying that? That this guy's just, well, I use the term they spend and say is racist, but it has nothing to do with that. The point is, I don't know if he is. He just comes off like he's not lying. I know other people that know him that say he's a good guy. And his name is Dr. James Garrow, Ph.D., and he runs the PinkPagodaGirls.com. It's saved over 45,000 Chinese girls for being aborted because they can guarantee they're going to be adopted. And I know he said he's got the classic cutout of somebody all over the world working in charities and things. He's gone public saying he was a high-level operative in covert operations and that his cover's been blown by Obama. And so he's going public now. We have a lot of people like Tosh Chumley on, is famous for the CIA contractor, testified to Congress. He's on here 2 weeks ago. He's on Fox News yesterday. I've had the Navy SEALs blow the whistle to me on the murder and blowing 23 of them up, and the Bin Laden raid was fake. They killed an old guy that looked similar to him, who actually worked for him. It was all staged. That's now all come out in mainstream news. In those cases, though, I'm meeting with a Navy SEAL I know is a Navy SEAL. Or in the case of Chumley, or I'll call him Chumley, Plumley, I can go look it up that he's a famous whistleblower from the Church Committee in Iran-Contra and is who he says he is and is currently still working in that. You're like, well, why didn't he lose his job doing that? Because that's the job he's done. He didn't tell the secrets that were illegal. He told secrets in whistleblowing. Okay, so I don't know if what our guest is going to say is completely accurate, but enough of the things he said in the past have come true that he's on with us. Like he said last year here, then earlier this year here, there's a purge of military brass, and we saw that with Benghazi. Now it's admitted that's been going on. They've replaced three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs the last 7-8 years, and then they've replaced multiple members of the Joint Chiefs who won't nuke Iran or start this whole war, who don't want to give heat-seeking missiles to al-Qaeda. The ambassador didn't want to, so they had to kill him. Here's the headline, bombshell, Jim Garrow reveals career as covert CIA operative. I don't know if that headline's accurate because he said he's not going to reveal what agency because of agreements. Says Breitbart Tom Clancy murdered by Obama administration. Now, I know Tom Clancy was reportedly a listener. I know Tom Clancy was fed a lot of high-level stuff. That's come out. Now, I happen to know people that know the family of Breitbart, and they said he was having heart problems. But that's perfect then in a bar with wine to then kill him. I don't know. I know they do kill people. They killed the D.C. madam a month after she was on my show. And I warned her. And I'm going to shut up because we only got to the bottom of the hour to let him talk about it. He joins us, I guess, from his home in Canada, Dr. Jim Garrow. Jim, why are you going public? What's happened? And I mean, if you can't tell us what agency we're with, I guess these folks got this headline wrong. saying CIA operative. Tell us why you're going public. And, I mean, you certainly have the history in the past where you've been, what you've done. I mean, it fits into everything, but why you are now going public, if that's the case.
Well, I basically have to, Alex. I mean, I've been outed, and when that happens to you, what do? You got to protect yourself. You got to cover your bases. You got to make sure that the information that's going to keep you alive is out in the right spots, you know, with the right people. And that's basically my job at the moment. So coming on and saying to you, yeah, I've had a 45-year career doing what I've done for the country. And let's face it, we've been through some very interesting times, and the things that I've done will curl your hair. But it was of necessity, and it was a sign. So you do your job, and you go up the ranks. And, of course, over the course of time, I've gone up to where I'm number two in my agency.
You've got the floor for 15 okay. minutes, so tell us what you have to say and what's going on and this termination list you say you know about.
Well, let's face it, we've got a dictator, a tyrant who feels that he can do anything he wants above and beyond law. He's crushing the Constitution and anyone who dares to stand up and even question whether what he is doing is within law, within the purview of law or not. He cares not. So when you're up against an opponent like that, regular American citizens need to worry about their safety, their security. They need to worry that the oath of office has meant nothing to this man. He has an agenda that has nothing to do with the protection of the American public, republic, or the public at large. So you see the moves that he's making, and he is tearing the place apart. He's eviscerating the Constitution. And what he's doing, too, to back himself up is scaring the bejesus out of people. Part of it is with strategic killing. And very important people have been killed around the world that you don't know about yet, but you'll find out about. And, of course, within our own country, we have people like Breitbart and Clancy. And then Hastings. I mean, Hastings had a ton of material. Some of it material that originated with Breitbart was in the hands of Clancy. And these people, I mean, how do I know these people? I fed Tom Clancy information from the days when I was working with the man who was the colonel in charge of modeling submarine warfare against America for China, who is now vice president.
Well, by the way, I know Steve Pachinik is who he says he is, and he's been feeding me info for 12 years. Why is my show continuing to be the place to bring the info? I guess because I'm crazy enough to put it out?
Well, actually, it's do you know what? It's because you're known to be a patriot, and you don't care. You don't give a hoot what people think. So you're putting it out there. I mean, the stuff that Jesse Ventura has brought forward with you and other people have brought forward with you, and I won't name people, but, I mean, they've brought stuff that has curled the hair of the public, and either you laugh or you cry, and frankly, they should be crying over what you bring forward. And the fact that you're unabashedly pro-America, a total patriot, I mean, they should be listening to you.
Do you have any info on these missing nukes?
Yes, but I can't say anything about that. But yes, absolutely. Keep in mind, you've had people on your program who've talked very clearly about EMPs going off and be prepared. And this is all lining up along that line.
Oh, boy. Okay, so tell us what needs to be out there about operations. I mean, why you're going public. You say Obama blew your cover. Why?
Well, I blew his. I talked about the litmus test of the military, and, of course, look what's happening. Since the day that I let it out there because one person was being pressured, who happened to be a favorite of the gentleman who told me what was going on. And since that time, I've had dozens of military people call me, Skype me, or special message me about their own dilemmas. And I've had chats with some of the folks that we are now aware have been pushed out. The bottom line is looking for fealty. Obama is looking for people to bend the knee to him and him alone. It doesn't matter what their position might be or the responsibilities they have, whether it's nuclear weapons, whether it's covert operations, whether it's secrets beyond belief. Everyone is to bow the knee to Obama. I will not bow my knee to Obama. Never would, never will.
Well, I mean, it's directly out of, not even North Korea does this, that if you joke with the TSA people, you're going to be arrested. These people really are trying to take over. There's no doubt.
Well, he's a spoiled brat. You're looking at a psychologically damaged individual who was never confronted as a child, never disciplined as a child, has had his own way, has been mollycoddled his entire life, and feels that he can get away with anything. Well, you know, the evidence that he has in hand and the power that he has in hand indicates to him that he, in fact, can get away with anything, including murder. Now, the problem is he has crossed certain lines with certain people, and he is scared skinny. Do you know who scares the daylights out of him right now?
No.
Believe it or not. Remember the bikers? I was there. 1.3 million people showed up in Washington. Not all of them organized, but many of them just there because of the cause itself. That scared the willies out of the man. Do you remember when he was standing there reading with such depth of feeling his teleprompter?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when he paused just slightly? And it was because in the background he could hear the bikers. They were there. And the noise of that distracted him just enough to take his attention away from his dear teleprompter. Well, that's one thing. He's had to look at 1.3 million people. And the other thing is he turned off the cameras so that the news feed that would normally go out to the media showing traffic conditions, it was over. You couldn't see it. And he was hiding behind that. He was afraid. Next fear, truckers, then vets. The vet thing, what a stupid error on his part. Does he not know that these people are respected? And when compared to him, he's a dog. Compared to them, they're champions. And he's an idiot. He's a moron.
Well, I know this. They're destroying the infrastructure of this country. They're carrying out Agenda 21. They want to make everybody dependent. And they are insanely arrogant. And arresting foreign tourists that show up at the Grand Canyon, not even speaking English from Japan. They've created like this little federal security guard force that is on a psycho trip. If I was trying to cause a rebellion, this is what I would do. Are they trying to cause a rebellion, or are they such cowards they think the psychology that would intimidate them is going to intimidate us because all it's going to do is backfire?
Well, keep in mind the Cloward Piven strategy of create a crisis and then manage the crisis. And that's what he's doing. He's creating crises all over the place. It is so out of the box, this stuff that's going on, that he knows full well nobody's prepared to deal with this. How do you deal with this? No one's ever thought it's ever going to happen. No reasonable person would think that a president would do what he's doing. So here we are. He's winning the war of the crisis by creating it, managing it all the way, and no one is challenging him. Look at the people we've elected into the House. And what are they doing? What's Boehner doing? Boehner's busy losing when he's got victory right within his grasp. Instead of, sticking it to Obama and saying, look, hey, yeah, we'll deal with this debt ceiling. Sure, we'll give you a little edge this way or that way. But here's what you have to start stripping away.
Well, that's what's so frustrating is we always have victory right there if we just tell it like it is. But yes. But no one does it. They just sit there shaking in fear.
Well, I get the feeling you're going to see some military folks who have been outed, along with myself and others, who are going to start to stand up in public and saying, you know what? We know what's going on. We don't fear this man one bit, not one iota. And we're going to run for office and then watch what happens.
Well, I'll say this. I think they've taken American confusion or not even laziness, but just distraction as cowardice. I think now that they're openly pushing a fight, I think they're going to get one. I hope it's not physical. I hope it is informational. We just take the country back over. But shifting gears, because the interview's over in about 8 minutes, sir, there's a lot you have to say. You were telling me off air some things. What is it you want to impart to people? Because I am not just seeing what you're saying. I can't confirm what you're saying. I have a lot of people that I can confirm are high-level people and whistleblowers, and we are finding out who is for the tyranny, who is against, and we are seeing a lot of people on the inside leak info. That's got to concern the establishment.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, patriots are willing to do it because they realize they're not dealing with somebody who honors the Constitution. So why wouldn't they just push him aside? A journalist has been doing, he's been searching me out for 2 years. He's been really, really thorough in what he's done. Eric Rush, I think I mentioned him before to you, the black guy who's on Hannity a lot and talks racial issues. This man has been sat by my by my side. He's examined me totally. He knows more than anyone else. He's going to come up with an article that's going to curl your hair when you find out what I've been involved in.
No, that's good. So we are going to have more coming out soon. But I mean, basically, you were telling me that you've had some problems, some harassment, some issues, and so that's why you're just protecting yourself to a certain extent by going public.
Yes, yeah, and the public needs to know that there are people like myself. There are people in positions of authority or previous positions of authority, like generals and admirals. And within my own agency, I mean, I was number two in command. And we did not answer directly, by the way, to the president, and that's something that people better be aware of. Some of what Tom Clancy even implied, or other people have implied in their novels, is actually true, that there's not necessarily a chain of command that starts with the president and works down. There are sidebar issues and sidebar agencies that are not readily known. But I'll tell you this, they're totally loyal to the republic. And that is important for the public to know. There is hope that there is going to be a change.
Well, my concern is they could use these nukes to hold the country hostage. And, I mean, I know from the source, this really is the source, this happened, and then all Hades broke loose after we put that out. These generals being removed, admirals over the nukes, other stuff, Lindsey Graham running around saying we're going to get nuked. And I don't know exactly what's going on yet because my sources don't know.
Yeah, well, I warned you about the litmus test. Well, extrapolate on that. Take that as a known value, okay? They're asking, will you shoot Americans, okay? If they won't allow you to confiscate their arms, will they allow you to go out? Or will they follow your order and shoot Americans who won't bow the knee? That's an important starting point.
Why doesn't the military, if it's a foreign globalist enemy, just lie to Obama and his kleptocrats? Because if I was high level, I'd say, oh, yes, I'll shoot the Americans. And then I would start building an operation against them.
Well, they are. Frankly, they are. If they're loyal to the Constitution and loyal to the people, obviously they're going to stay if they can. If they can't, if they're in a position where they have to, you know, either pledge fealty to the man or not, they're going to go out. They're going to leave because they know what's coming.
Sure. So if they're given an order that's so evil that they can't bluff anymore and claim they're loyal, then they just leave.
That's it. That's it. And you're watching it happen. And we know full well what's going on. I mean, the public are not stupid. They know when a high-level person in the military, whatever branch, leaves, under a bit of a cloud.
Well, this is all the guys over the nukes, number one and number two removed.
Yes, what does that tell you? Come on, what does that tell you? Somebody wants total control of the nukes.
But again, what are they going to do about the Patriots when I know about nukes leaving a base within 2 hours of it happening?
Well, isn't that great that we have that information source? Isn't it wonderful? Now we know where that they're leaving, where are they going to, and what are they being purposed for? That's the critical element.
Well, that's why they focus on Patriot whistleblowers, because that's the chink in Smog's armor.
You got it. You got it. Breitbart's now gone. Clancy's gone. And Hastings, of course, got blown up.
Well, Hastings, they clearly blew up. But, I mean, Clancy, it was like sudden illness gone. But, I mean, you have info or you think they killed Clancy?
I have info. I know full well. I know what the poison was they used on them, both of them. Yeah.
What is it, a poison that metabolizes out so they can't trace it?
Within 5 days. Why do you think they didn't post Clancy for 5 days? Gone from the system. Gone.
Well, look at Breitbart. I mean, the way they acted, it looked like there was something going on, saying he was dead 45 minutes after he was admitted, and it was natural causes without any type of autopsy until later. And then look at Hastings, how they cremated the body. The family wanted it. I know the family says he was killed, but they're scared.
Of course they're scared, and they should be. If they can get Breitbart, Clancy, and Hastings, then they can get any of us at any point in time, which is a private conversation you and I should be having, frankly, Alex, because you're going to be a key element in getting information and truth out.
Oh, you think I could be next on the list?
I think you're right up there at the top.
That'll be pretty obvious, won't it?
But wait a minute. Do they care? Do they care that Breitbart, the minute the guy who was right beside Breitbart after he collapsed, saw that his face was bright red? Do you know what that was? That's the poison. Nobody goes bright red when they're having a heart attack. Opposite.
They turn white. They turn ashen.
You turn ashen, gray, and then blue. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have to talk to you then off air. But how do people find out more? What's the best website?
Well, right now I'm going on Facebook under Jim Garrow, just J-I-M-G-A-R-R-O-W, or Dr. Jim Garrow.
All right, we'll talk on the phone right after the show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, the reason I get so upset about this is I don't like at a fleshly level, a decadent level. We're all decadent at one level or another. At a deep cowardly level. I also have a lot of deep courage, but humans are all multifaceted. I don't like meeting with a Navy SEAL about them blowing up the helicopter of the Navy SEALs. I don't like knowing the government's really that evil. I don't like knowing that they're doing thousands of declassified lethal studies on men, women, and children, killing little foster kids, injecting people with cancer viruses. It's not like, oh, great, I have all this horrible news. I get to prove the government's bad. No, it all comes out. No one gets in trouble. I don't like having a super high-level source that witnessed nukes being pulled out that weren't supposed to be at Dyess Air Force Base and loaded on trucks and being carried by a transport group that's not supposed to be carrying nuclear weapons. That's all set up and established. They have a federal transportation group that does that. with former Special Forces people and others in a convoy. And then I start seeing top generals and admirals over the nukes being removed by the same people, and Gucciardi's on it. It's the same guy that removed both of them. And now they're not saying, hey, he was gambling like they did this admiral, but then dropped the fake charges. I said, that's probably a setup. I mean, normally gambling, whatever it was, they wouldn't remove somebody over that because it's an embarrassment. That's nothing in the corruption that goes on in the higher ranks of the Pentagon and the top brass. On record, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, these guys are running whole criminal empires, 2-, 3-, 4-star generals. Or they're given jobs that are white side, white hat, that aren't in the corruption to go carry out other operations. But the issue here is that now another top general has been removed for loss of trust, and the Associated Press is reporting. And I know I hit print on the full article. Will you please give me that? Thank you very much. So we now have the Navy firing its number two nuclear commander. That was a few weeks ago. And now today, AP, Michael Carey, Air Force General in charge of all nuclear missiles, removed from the Global Air Force Strike Command. And we're going to tell you who removed them and the details with Anthony Gucciardi. He's printing the articles off. He's walking in here in a minute. He should be in here in the next 5 minutes. But that's why they are having announcements at the Houston airport and at the Boston Logan airport, and everywhere else for that matter now, including Austin, saying if you make jokes or say you don't like the TSA, we're going to arrest you. Folks, that's free speech to say. This is all ridiculous. Oh, really? We're going to arrest you. They want everybody used to it, everybody trained, everybody prepared, everybody knowing that we can disappear you. And now, I guess, at a TSA checkpoint on a highway, if you make a joke, they'll arrest you. This is what they want to do, is just grab and disappear us and our families. It's what they've done all over the world. The people running our government, running our military, go into countries and kill hundreds of thousands of people, in some cases millions. When the globalists have a captive audience, they kill everybody. When the globalists have a captive audience, they whack them out. When they have a captive audience, they do horrible things. When they got foster kids, they put 67% of them on psychotropics, an average of 7 drugs. When they've got prisoners, they do all sorts of secret testing on them. When they get poor people, they do horrible stuff to them. This is what they do. If they can get their hands on you, and if they can get in, they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take your property, they're going to take your health, they're going to take your children, they're going to take your religious rights. They're doing it in a reign of terror that is just rolling out now, rolling out against everyone. Chris Jordan, we played this clip, and we're going to play it again in a moment, of the TSA in Houston. The article's up on InfoWars.com. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest if they make jokes or basically talk back. It's just, if you say anything we don't like, we're going to arrest you. There's no law in that. Then I talk about what Gucciardi saw with Weldon Henson and Josh Owens flying back from the NSA headquarters, covering that last week. A guy at the sandwich shop says, man, they guys have got a bomb threat or something. We're just searching your plane right through there. This is at the Phoenix airport, making their connection. He said, really? He goes, yeah, they said it was some kind of threat. I want to ask about it. Nice old man. They walk over, tell the gate, hey, was there some kind of bomb threat? They said, who told you that? Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, fine. Here's the federal marshal. You're going to be arrested for a bomb threat. And he went, was there a drill? Was there a scare? And they're like, that's none of your business. Something went on, but it's none of your business. Now, you tell us who told you that. They're under arrest. Or you're under arrest for a felony. He said, well, that guy, but he didn't do anything. He said, you guys had some threat and searched the plane. Is that true? They went over, put him in handcuffs, took him away. This is all in like 10 minutes. And then the federal marshal, air marshal, comes over. Gucciardi said he was just some giant, obviously, you know, hormonal guy. Bigger than Schwarzenegger is the way he described him. And he came over to him. He said, I'm going to walk you guys in now to the plane. And he goes, you're really lucky. Really lucky, because if you ever do say something like that, we're going to charge you with a felony. You're going to go to jail. And he was like, what's going to happen to that old man? I mean, he just, was there something going on? They're like, yeah, something went on. It's none of your business. Well, why are you arresting him? Why are you arresting him if he didn't do anything? Weldon saw all this as well. And he said, you don't worry about that. I mean, they're so, they want to grab anybody they can. And the more innocent, the better. I want to warn everybody about this country. This country is evil. Don't come here if you live outside the U.S., okay? This, like the Russians put a travel advisory, said, don't go there, they may secretly arrest you. That's true, folks. This country is run by evil that is openly trying to break our will. The Nazis got in 33. By 35, they were doing the same thing, messing with people, shutting down businesses they didn't like, intimidating people, checkpoints, harassing, didn't like how you talked, take you in for interrogation, you fall and hit your head. By 37, they were just arresting in mass whoever they wanted, putting them in forced labor camps. By 42, they were lining everybody up and shooting them. And I'm telling you, I've studied the sociology, the anthropology, the history. The Nazis were a lot nicer. We got Ron Paul coming up. He needs to go ahead and get in here. I told him 5 minutes after. I need to go ahead and get him in here now. The point here is that this is the type of garbage that we're dealing with in a society. And by the way, I'm glad yesterday I did a little piece about Hitler and the Olympic torch, the Olympic relay with the torch and the rings and all of it. Because, you know, a commenter on Twitter said that that wasn't true. Hitler wasn't involved in the Olympics. Hitler officially launched the modern Olympics in 1936. Okay? And he did invent the torch and the style of the Volkswagen and the procession and the torch lighting. He modernized the rings, and the design he drew became the modern symbol. A French aristocrat who believed sports should be the new religion to replace Christianity did originally in 1914 draw some similar rings that never got adopted because the Olympics got canceled because of World War I. But my point was is that got off into how he said bring back bread and circus to control the population, but also so we have a warrior class that will fight. The French seem to be more athletic like the Germans. And the Germans were aware of that. That's why they seized on the Olympics after and took it over. And that just shows how we have an article where the U.S. stamps issuers are destroying stamps because they show kids playing ball and jump rope saying that's dangerous and basically racist. My wife was at a dinner a few nights ago with some family, distant family, who were saying, we're atheists, blah, 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 and we're criticizing the owner of Hobby Lobby because he's Christian and closed on Sunday and sells Christian stuff if you want it. And my wife said, well, you know I'm a Christian. A lot of our family's Christian, and you know it's not really fair that you're talking like that. And she said, Hobby Lobby is racist, and basically so are you. So racist now is dodgeball. Racist is being Christian. And that's what the TSA has said to me before. They said, you're a conspiracy theorist, but I don't want to be groped. I expect if you go to a restaurant and say, I don't like veal, I don't think they treat the baby cows well, I'll just take a regular steak. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Or it'd be like if I had an opinion on the color of drapes and my wife didn't like it, hypothetically. Oh, I want green drapes, not those pink ones. Oh, that's racist. It's literally just this default setting of you're a bad person, I'm a good person. And the reason I digress off into all of this is the globalists have created this myth that there are these terrorists and that they're going to attack us, so we're going to take all your rights, keep you safe. Meanwhile, they run the terrorists on record. And that's the thing about it. It's all naked now. It's all completely, absolutely naked now. And, you know, I say now's the time if you're going to get out of Dodge, get out of Dodge. I didn't finish the rest of the story. The problem, the reason I haven't left Dodge is I can see this as a global program, global standardization, continuity of agenda in their own words. This is going in worldwide, the same system. In fact, the Russians say they oppose it all, but that's because they're not part of the power block. They're all implementing the exact same stuff there, just they run it instead of the globalists running it. And they're not trying to sterilize everybody with vaccines or paying people to have kids. So they're not as eugenicist-based, because they've already gone through 80 years of that. But the issue here is that we're in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble as a society. Chris, let's bring you on air. Chris Jordan Tell folks what you've heard the TSA announce yourself, because some people are in the comments at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, kind of like they did 4 years ago. We started videotaping the groping of children, taking diapers off babies, grabbing women's breasts, TSA asking women out on dates. They've paid out on lawsuits. They're so disconnected from reality, they'll pull a woman's sweater off, grab their breasts, and say, I want to date you. I mean, that's how mentally ill they are. They'll print off naked scans of women and say, please sign this baby. People said, oh, they're not groping. And TSA said, we're not groping people. And then, of course, the video came out, and they said, well, it's for your safety. And it's the same thing. People are like, oh, there's no way they're announcing if you make a joke at the airport, we're going to arrest you. When now, since at least I've learned last Christmas, this is airing everywhere. In fact, Chris Jordan's heard it. Gigi Urnetta has heard it. And so has the rest of the group. Everybody that's flown has heard this, and it's almost like, well, yeah, didn't you know they're airing this? So this is what they play in America. Oh, by the way, unattended bags. Oh, by the way, this facility. Oh, by the way, you make a joke, we're going to arrest you. Here it is.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will, and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
And remember, anyone caught criticizing the dear leader will be permanently detained. And by the way, they now, we know thousands of Christian groups, pro-life groups, in the memos, destroy them, shut them down. Orders from the White House, hundreds of meetings a month, hundreds of meetings of the leadership of the IRS. I mean, they're in there with everybody's tax returns, everybody's background, go after him, go after them, beyond Nixon and total lapdog establishment media. And trying to arrest and persecute pro-life groups, these are authoritarians. The sky is the limit. Of course, if busloads of people pull up during the shutdown the first day, they pull guns on them and kidnap them for 2 days and cuss at them and scream at them. I won't go to national parks now. They've won. It's theirs. They hate you. They're arrogant. It's their property, not you. You work for them, and see, it's an unnatural system where they have unlimited fiat money. Fiat currency always creates hyperinflation, except if it's a selective economy and only given to government agencies, select corporations and groups, everybody else goes into a depression. And then they've got all the extra money for their systems to grow like cancer. So it's like cancer shutting off blood to everything else except itself. And now we're like a dog that weighs 50 pounds dragging a 400-pound cancer around. And the cancer hates us so much, it's trying to kill us. It'll die, of course, too, but it doesn't matter. Its instinct is, I want it all, I want it all, I hate you, because it looks at the dog and sees it has a spirit. Cancer is, you know, with its little amoeba eyes are looking at the dog and hating it, even though it's the dog's heart's barely beating and it's trying to kill it as fast as it can. This is what tyrannies do. Just how many TSA agents have announced I'm God and gone crazy and stripped naked and began running around the airports? It happens all the time. Because who else would want to sit there and dominate people 8 hours a day while being fried by radiation? Now, that said, here's the big news in this segment, the next, with Anthony Gucciardi. And I brought him in here today because we broke this a few weeks ago. Back on September 3rd, I guess a month ago now, time really flies. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. This is a very dangerous report. This is a real whistleblow. Okay, of the highest magnitude. When people go to prison, people get killed now for just speaking out against the dear leader. Okay, that's why we need your prayers, folks, and realize how important this is. And by the grace of God, we're still here because we're so prominent they're worried about crushing us. They still may do that. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead. And again, if you just joined us, Anthony Gucciardi, break down. Now we have another top nuke general. All the missiles in the U.S. has been relieved for, quote, loss of trust by the same guy. Tell us what's happened. Go ahead and start over. Your mic wasn't on. Go ahead.
Okay, so as you may know, when we broke this on September 3rd, basically it was a bombshell anyway, and our source stopped responding to us, which was concerning to me. But the reality is that not only did Lindsey Graham come out later on that day and say there could be a nuclear strike in South Carolina if we don't go to war with Syria, if we don't go to war with Iran, But then the second top commander of the nuclear arsenal got suspended over gambling, which is a BS charge. He said he used fake chips or something like that. But then
the police said it didn't happen and there was no charges.
Right, but here's the thing that no one's looking at. Both of these were anonymous from insiders in the government reporting to the news agencies. They didn't want to report on this. The government did not want to announce this. Same with this top nuclear...
As usual, you hit the key. We're not even supposed to know all these top generals are being removed in some type of coup.
They're probably firing more of them, but we're not even allowed to know. These are whistleblowers inside of government going to the news organizations. Right here it says as well that they did not want to announce on September 3rd the suspension because it remains under investigation and they weren't ready to go official with it.
Wait a minute. So this happened right when we reported this?
This happened on the same day. That's the next thing. People don't even understand.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even.
Yeah. Buried at the bottom. Look at this very bottom of the article. It says they didn't want to report it on September.
Daily Mail, let's show that.
The exact same day it happened, it comes out weeks later. That exact day, that guy was suspended over a lie over a lottery charge. Obviously.
What do you think's really going on here?
He didn't want to do it. He did not want to transfer this nuke off record with no transfer paper secretly to South Carolina because he knew what might go on. And then this guy, I believe, was more like a whistleblower, and they need to shut him up. And it's the same guys firing all of them. The same guys that are doing all the bidding in Iraq and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe we're in the middle. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The good news is American satisfaction with U.S. government drops to all-time low. down to 18 to 17%, depending on which one of the poll indexes you look at from Gallup. And it's even worse than that. So they don't care now that you know they're criminals. They're just coming for you. But there's a throw the bums out movement that's just, oh, throw everybody out. No, no, throw the globalists out. Throw the authoritarians out. Put in the Rand Pauls. Put on, in the Justin Amashes. Put in the Walter Joneses. Put in the patriots that are against all of this. Throw out the Governor Browns of California. The globalists are in a race to gut this country because they know you're waking up across the board. Now, Anthony Gucciardi, you're going to have a big report out on this at Infowars.com. I'm glad we've gone back and looked at the old nuke story with the new top nuke general being fired. That's two in a month. That now, weeks after we first reported this, it comes out this guy was fired the day after we reported this. And then now...
Let's go over it. All right, there's a lot of information. Again, this is all just breaking, so it's hard to go and sift through it. But once we're finding out more, it makes more sense. So the original guy, we reported the missing nuke report with the super high-level military intelligence who's now not responding to us anymore on September 3rd. Then Lindsey Graham that same day came out and said there's going to be a nuclear strike, it looks like, if we don't go against Syria and Iran in South Carolina. But on the same day, the second in command, it looks like, was suspended, if not fired, later on the same exact day we reported this. But then it gets worse. They didn't announce that. It turns out they didn't want to until an anonymous leaker inside the government, it's one of these documents, basically came out and said it was happening. And then at the end of the article, it says they didn't want to do it on, they didn't want to announce it on September 3rd because they were still investigating. But then this gets worse. So now that was the second guy, right, on September 3rd. This is the guy, general in charge of nukes, the top guy. And here we have the report. Not only was he fired, but they actually didn't want to say anything about it. The officials disclosed the matter to the AP on condition of anonymity.
That's in the Associated Press, that there's a secret purge of generals going on, and that's what I said at the time.
They found an email about it. Someone forwarded an email about it. It must have been ultra-classified. They didn't want to announce this. So they want to fire all these guys off record, behind the scenes, black ops style, and just get rid of them.
Because and then later they can die of a fast-acting cancer.
Yes, exactly.
Or have a heart attack.
But get this. People were saying, oh, it's just routine, you know, it's the ICBM inspection
stuff. Oh, yeah, they're saying that at Infowars.com.
They're saying
the operatives are.
Look, here's the exact response. The decision was made by James Kowalski, and basically this guy's in charge. An internal email revealed that it was due to a temporary duty assignment that this guy failed to do around that exact same time. So what was that temporary duty assignment the guy failed to do that would fire him over? I mean, this guy was in charge of fleets. He was in charge of...
When you fire generals, it's usually congressional hearings.
I mean, it's you hardly ever fire them. You give them, you know, honorary service and everything like that. This guy's, damn, you're done. You're fired. You are fired. Instantly.
And it's the guys all in charge of the nukes.
Yeah, the guy.
With Graham running around the night after we set it the night, saying, oh, my gosh, the nukes going to blow us up. And the nukes are going there.
Yes, South Carolina. It's so obvious. It's like, it's one thing if we just had the nuclear intelligence, if we had Graham coming out and saying it, we're just getting all these guys.
Yeah, here's the deal. Our source didn't know why they were disappearing, these nukes. They weren't even supposed to be there.
No.
These are secret black op nukes disappearing. Everybody's freaking out over it. We don't know why. And then all of a sudden, the top generals all start disappearing and being fired. I mean, this is incredible.
And
what does your gut tell you?
I think the first one refused to do it. This second guy either refused to do it or was a whistleblower, but I mean, I don't need to guess. It says he failed to do a temporary duty assignment. Temporary duty assignment, such as moving the nuclear weapon, which was unsigned for, to South Carolina. I mean, why else would you fire a top nuclear commander and then have this other guy in a phony charge of lottery tickets or gambling or whatever?
And they put the most trusted over these, the most sane, the best backgrounds. And notice they probably said, we're not doing this. Because, I mean, I know the nukes disappeared. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
And now this is all happening. I don't know what's going on. This is incredible.
We're brought up the cover on it. They might not be able to do anything if we keep doing it. But the fact of the matter is they look like they...
Man, I tell you, this feels super dangerous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.